3 weeks ago, Kruna changed the mobile threat model. A nation-state iOS exploit kit with 23 exploits that proliferated from surveillance to espionage to mass criminal deployment. Now there is a second one, and this one targets current iOS versions. Security researchers disclosed Dark Sword, a JavaScript-only iOS full-chain exploit kit that enables instant full-device compromise across iOS 18.4 through 18.7. That is not legacy software. That is the current operating system on modern iPhones. The kit chains 6 vulnerabilities, 4 of them 0 days, to achieve complete device takeover and rapid data exfiltration. Dark Sword has been deployed by at least 3 separate operators since November 2025, a commercial surveillance vendor, a suspected state espionage group, and a third tracked cluster. Targets have been identified across 4 different nations. The kit deploys 3 distinct malware families for persistent access and data collection. Apple has patched all 6 vulnerabilities across multiple iOS updates. Where Kruna targeted iOS 13 through 17, older devices running outdated software, Dark Sword targets the current generation. This is not an exploit kit for phones that missed updates. This is an exploit kit for phones that were fully patched until the 0 days were burned. The proliferation pattern is the same. Commercial surveillance vendor develops or acquires the capability. It spreads to state operators and eventually reaches broader deployment. 2 iOS exploit kits with different vulnerability chains, different target ranges, and different operator ecosystems, active simultaneously. Now, the other developments from the past 24 hours. A critical SharePoint deserialization vulnerability, CVE 2026-20963 CVSS 8.8, has been added to the KEV catalog after confirmed active exploitation. The flaw was patched in January but allows an unauthorized attacker to execute code over the network against unpatched SharePoint server 2016, 2019, in subscription edition. If your organization runs on-premises SharePoint and has not applied the January update, you are exposed to an actively exploited RCE. The National Cyber Defense Organization issued formal guidance this week to harden Microsoft Intune deployments in the wake of the medical technology wiper. The advisory recommends least privilege role-based access control, identity controls through the Enterprise Identity Platform, enforced MFA on all administrative accounts, and multi-admin approval for destructive actions. The confirmed number of wiped devices at the medical technology company has been revised to approximately 80,000, lower than the 200,000 initially claimed by the attackers, but still representing a catastrophic operational disruption that continues with no restoration timeline for manufacturing. The Glassworm supply chain campaign escalated again on March 18th. Previously dormant sleeper extensions on the OpenVSX registry were activated as extension pack droppers. At least one extension was updated to download and force install a malicious VSIX directly from throwaway GitHub accounts, bypassing the registry's takedown capability entirely. Simultaneously, the NPM account behind 2 packages with 134,000 combined monthly downloads was fully hijacked across 3 attack waves. The malware is now buried 2 transitive dependency layers deep, using the Solana blockchain as a censorship-resistant command and control channel. The payload is executed entirely in memory. Here is what to do today. P0. Verify Apple device fleet is current. Dark Sword targets iOS 18.4 through 18.7. Apple has patched the chain across iOS 18.7.2, 18.7.3, and 26.x. Push updates immediately. Enable lockdown mode for high-risk personnel. P0. Patch SharePoint. CVE 2026-20963 is confirmed exploited. The fix has been available since January. If you run on-premises SharePoint and have not applied it, patch today. P1. Harden Intune per the published advisory. Enable multi-admin approval for all destructive actions. Enforce phishing-resistant MFA on administrative accounts. Implement least privilege or BAC. This is now formal guidance following a confirmed destructive attack. P1. Audit developer dependencies. The Glassworm campaign is now operating across NPM, OpenVSX, in GitHub simultaneously using blockchain-based C2 and in-memory execution. If you have not audited your developer toolchain dependencies this month, you are behind. 2 iOS exploit kits, 2 sets of 0 days, 2 proliferation cycles running in parallel. The mobile attack surface is no longer a future concern. It is today's operational reality. Defend accordingly. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. The Dark Sword analysis, the SharePoint KEV edition, the Intune hardening guidance, and the Glassworm technical details are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily for Friday, March 20th, 2026. Stay vigilant.